Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Podcast, brought to you by Mesa Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. We've got a good one for you here tonight. 8 picks against the spread coming your way tonight. Luke Yardy, Von Lozon, Scotty White. We've got a big week 4 of the college football season coming your way. Should be a great one last week. Speaking of great ones, Von had a good one. 5-3 a week ago, while Scotty and I went 3-5. Season standings to this point. Well, we're off to a bit of a slow start. I'm 13-16 overall, leading the way, followed closely by Vaughn at 12-17. Scotty's got some work to do. He's 8-21 on the year. So hoping for a good one for you tonight, Scotty.
Yeah, it's been a struggle so far. But you know, each week is a new chance to get back in it, you know, 8 new games. So I got a lot of ground I can make up this week. But yeah, I'm not asking for much. I just want a winning week. That's all I'm hoping for.
Vaughn, a nice one from you, my man.
Yeah, thanks. I'll gladly take a 5-3 week after what I had the previous week. So ready to rock and roll and hopefully keep this above 500 train rolling.
I still firmly believe my Fresno State plus 12.5 was the right pick. It was just that their quarterback got carted off in the first half of that game. But that's gambling, you know, at the end of the day. So we've got some good ones for you here this week. No eliminator, because Scotty, congratulations, man. I know you're having a tough one here this year, but you are an eliminator champ picking Rutgers last week while Vaughn and I were stupid enough to trust Northwestern against Southern Illinois.
Let's go. Yes, I'm very happy to get at least a win in that. So yeah, I mean, I'm struggling with the picks, but eliminator champion, so I will take it.
All righty. So 8 picks against the spread. All spreads brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. So we're going to kick it off with last week's champ, Vaughn, as we have an SEC clash down in Knoxville. Old Rocky Top, 10.5 point favorites as they welcome in visiting number 20, Florida.
Yeah, man, I have been against Tennessee for all of this season so far, except for this week where I am picking the home favorite, 10.5 points, Tennessee. I'm a bit late to this Tennessee hype train, but I'm fully on board and I am not getting off until they inevitably lose this weekend now. But Hendon Hooker has been fantastic this season, has already proven he can win when the odds are against him. He's got really great stats. He's thrown for nearly 70% of his passes. And Florida with their quarterback, Anthony Richardson, quite the opposite for the passing. He's thrown 0 touchdowns so far this season compared to 4 interceptions. So I think Florida is one of 3 FBS teams that have yet to throw a passing touchdown. So I'm going to go with Tennessee at home. This should be a pretty easy one.
Scotty, who do you like?
Yeah, I agree with Vaughn. Shocker that I agree with Vaughn.
Here we go.
But yeah, I mean, Florida looked like they were all that after their home win against Utah in week 1, but they've really struggled since. They lost a game. They struggled last week. And Tennessee, Rocky Top, is going to be rocking this weekend. I mean, it's been a while since they have been relevant, and, you know, they're up to number 11 in the polls. College game day is going to be there, so everyone's going to be hyped up, and I think the team is going to show up and play, so I like Tennessee to cover.
Yeah, kind of crazy that college game day is going to be there this week, by the way, when you've got some other big names on the docket. But I don't know if Florida's the number 20 team in the country. I know they had the nice win against Utah last week. I think Tennessee does cover as well, the 10.5. You mentioned it, Vaughn. Anthony Richardson, outside of that first game where, you know, he was making plays with his legs, but he's been bad the last couple of weeks. Last week against South Florida, he really, really struggled in a game that they scored 31 points. He was 10 of 18 for 112 yards and threw 2 interceptions. Way too close with South Florida. Tennessee, like you mentioned, Hendon Hooker, he looks good. And the big stat that sticks out to me is, can Florida run the ball on Tennessee? And I'm not sure that they can. 212 yards a game on the ground while Tennessee is holding opponents to just over 83. That's going to be the big one to watch. If Florida can't get anything going on the ground, it's going to be a long day for the Gators, which I think it's going to be. I got Tennessee covering 10.5. Notre Dame traveling to North Carolina, Scotty. 1.5 point favorites are the Tar Heels, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to take North Carolina in this one. Notre Dame does not look good at all. I don't think North Carolina is anything special. They had to fend off App State, but we know, App State went in and beat Texas A&M, so that's not a bad team. But I really am. This is not more me being high on North Carolina. It's just I'm very low on Notre Dame. I watched their game against Cal last week, almost lost that one too. Notre Dame has just looked really bad, and I don't see them going on the road and getting a win here. So I like North Carolina to cover.
Vaughn, how do you see it playing out?
I'm picking Notre Dame for the emotional hedge bet. Everything Scotty just said, I tend to agree with. I do think North Carolina is going to win. They're the better team, but I hate Notre Dame with a passion. So this is a totally selfish pick. But if I'm wrong, I'm happy either way. So I'm going to go with Notre Dame this week.
Yeah, you've heard of the term the immovable object versus the unstoppable force, right? Well, this is the object that can't move versus the object that can literally stop nothing in the Notre Dame offense versus the UNC defense. How is this going to play out? Reminds me of that South Park episode where they're playing Little League Baseball and both teams want to lose. That's how I see the battle between this Notre Dame offense and the UNC defense playing out here. I don't know which is worse, but I will say UNC offense looks good. Drake May, 11 touchdowns and one interception, completing almost 75% of his passes for 930 yards over the first three games. I think UNC is going to score. I don't think Notre Dame can keep up, so give me the Tar Heels minus 1.5. And then we go to the Pac-12. An interesting line movement here that actually opened a little more towards USC, but now 5.5-point favorites on the road at Oregon State, Vaughn.
Yeah, I think this opened at 8 points or somewhere in that vicinity. I don't think it ever got up to double digits. And yeah, it has moved down, which is kind of a shocker to me. I'm going to pick USC. I said last week that they may be my Georgia team this year. And I do think that Oregon State is going to hang around in this game for a little bit. But I would just be stunned if USC didn't win by more than a touchdown here. So I do have them winning and obviously covering this one.
Scotty, how do you see it playing out, buddy?
Yeah, I was really interested to see the spread go down. And I saw something today that out of all football bets this weekend, NFL or college football, Oregon State has the most bets placed on them more than any other team this week. So the public loves Oregon State, but I say fade the public this week. USC has been a covering machine for me this year so far. I'm 3-0 betting on USC spread. So I'm not going to stop now. I'm going with the Trojans.
Yeah, I'm still not 100% sold on USC because of turnover luck. Last week, the starting quarterback, who's had a very good year for Fresno State, gets carted off in the first half. But this line moving down, if this is +7, I think I'm riding with the Beavers, but this moving all the way down to 5.5, give me USC to cover a touchdown here. The offense is the real deal, obviously, with Caleb Williams. He's been fantastic, 8 touchdowns and 874 yards through the air. And I don't think Oregon State, when you look at their opponents, Fresno State, Boise, and Montana State, I don't think they've seen a couple of guys like Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison quite yet. So I'm going to take the Trojans to cover the 5.5 here on the road. And then we've got number 5 Clemson, a touchdown favorite, 7 points as they travel to number 21 Wake Forest, Scotty.
I'm going with Wake Forest. I actually like Wake Forest to win this game. I really don't think Clemson is that good. I think that they were, preseason number 4 because their name is Clemson, but I think they looked like a pretty similar team to last year. They've got a really good defense, but the offense really doesn't look that good, which is surprising. I really thought that DJ, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the last name right now, was going to do a really good job at quarterback there. But that offense has struggled a little bit going on the road. Wake Forest looks like they have a pretty solid team this year. I'm going with Wake Forest to cover. And like I said, I think they win the game.
Vaughn, how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I'm actually going with Wake Forest too. I like a home dog pick here. I try to do those once a week. So this is my home dog pick this week. And Scotty kind of just stole a little bit of my thunder here. Clemson just isn't looking like the Clemson of old under quarterback DJ Uiagalelei. His stats are not super stellar this season. And I would have imagined that they would have been considering the weapons around him. And this is kind of a revenge game for Wake Forest after getting whooped last season by a mediocre Clemson team, or at least mediocre for their standards, I would say. So I could see them putting up some pretty decent numbers here and scoring. I don't know, maybe like 35, 40 points. And I don't think Uiagalelei is capable of getting up to that range. So I'm going to take Wake Forest to At the very least, I think they cover, but I wouldn't be shocked if they won this one either.
I don't like that I'm agreeing with you guys so much. I like Wake Forest plus the 7 here. The big reason to me, Sam Hartman is back. He's healthy, obviously had a bit of a scare in camp, missed the first game of the year. But with him back, 625 yards, 7 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, he's really the thing that makes this Wake Forest offense go. It's averaging 434 yards a game, 42 points a game. You know, last week had to outlast Liberty a little bit, but that's always Liberty's always kind of a sneaky team under Hugh Freeze, right? Like, I think that's a pretty good win for Wake Forest. I think at home in the ACC, a familiar opponent that they're going to be able to be neck and neck with Clemson, and catching 7 at home, like you mentioned, Vaughn being a home dog, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump on the Demon Deacons here as we go to the SEC. Number 10, Arkansas, and number 23, Texas A&M, the Aggies, 1.5-point favorite and a neutral site in Arlington this week, Vaughn.
Yeah, A&M's not going to be ranked after this week because they're going to lose straight up to Arkansas, even though A&M is favored in this game. Obviously, taking Arkansas with the points. A&M has already had a quarterback change this year, going to Max Johnson last week. And with him under center against Miami, they still really didn't look that great on offense and only won by technically one score. I think that was 8 points. And Arkansas has already played some stiff competition. This season, they beat Cincinnati, a team coming off a college football playoff appearance. This isn't a true road game by any means. It's at Jerry World, which is essentially a home game for A&M. I hate these neutral site games, by the way, but I really do think the wrong team is favored this week. So I'm going to pick Arkansas to win this one straight up, too.
Hey, don't be so sure about, you know, A&M being a de facto home game. Don't forget, Jerry played at Arkansas, so still a little love there for the Razorback fans. Scotty, how do you see it?
I'm going the other way here. I'm going with A&M. I think this is a little revenge game for A&M from what happened there last year against Arkansas. They suffered a tough loss there. I think the App State game kind of woke them up a little bit. They got out and got the cover last week. Should have picked them last week, so I'm going to pick them this week and go with Texas A&M.
Yeah, let me put something out there, man. It's a little surprising when I kind of deep dove this because Arkansas seems like they've got a pretty good offense and A&M's got a pretty stale offense, right? I look at the offensive yards per play. A&M actually averaging 6 yards a play, which is 67th in the country. Arkansas is better, but not by a lot. 6.7 yards per play, which is 34th. And then I go to the defense. Arkansas is allowing 5.8 yards per play, 93rd in the country, while A&M has one of the best defenses, allowing just 4.1 points a game, is 16th in the country. The A&M defense is going to be the difference. I think they can shut down that Arkansas offense that we've seen slowed down a couple of times this year, particularly Cincinnati, and I think A&M's got a much better offense. I think they do cover the 1.5 at Jerry World, so I'm going to take the Aggies here this week. As we go to the Big Ten, Minnesota, without their number one wide receiver, catching 2.5 points as a favorite on the road in East Lansing and Michigan State, Scotty.
Yeah, I got to go with Michigan State here, and I got pretty similar logic that Vaughn had for the Notre Dame game. I hate Michigan State, so it's a win-win here. But I really do think Michigan State's going to win this game. I haven't watched a lot of Minnesota this year. I think that they definitely have a good shot to win the West. But, I mean, the West sucks, so it's not saying too much. I don't know what Michigan State was doing last week running the ball so much when they were averaging like a yard per play, when Thorne was really doing a really good job through the air. They really could have had a chance to keep up in that game if they rode the passing game more. So I think if they can figure that out and use their weapons in the passing game, I think that Michigan State's going to win this one.
Vaughn, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Spartans too. This is kind of another emotional hedge bet, not as much as the Notre Dame pick from previously, but I do think Michigan State and Mel Tucker, they really need to win this one. It's at home. It's a place that they've played very well at. They did very well last season, especially in those close games. I think of the Indiana one. I think of the Nebraska one. They were able to win those games. And the spread is only 2.5. And while Minnesota has played very well this season, they haven't really played anybody. So I'm going to take Michigan State, and I imagine some voodoo magic is brewing at East Lansing again. So I'm going to roll with the Spartans this week.
So here's the thing, right? I look at this game and I'm like, okay, Michigan State coming off a loss. You know, they're playing the wounded animal at home. Home dog. Minnesota in SP plus strength of schedule, 129th in the country. They haven't played anyone. But like last week, I went with Michigan State, right? Because that spread made no sense. This spread makes no sense to me. Opened at Michigan State minus 1.5. It touched 3 for Minnesota before settling at 2.5 here. That line change has moved a total of 4 points the other way to the road team. So like I'm going to use last week as a learning example for me. Everything in my logic is saying MSU, but the line movement, similar to last week, is telling me to take Minnesota minus 2.5. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Gophers. Nothing analytical, nothing like that. Just learning my lesson from last week that someone knows a little bit more than me, and I'm going to go ahead and take the Gophers. Wisconsin traveling to number 3 Ohio State, just a smooth 19-point favorite against the Big Ten West favorite, Vaughn.
Yeah, it's going to be Ohio State with this pick. They haven't looked like world beaters this year other than last week against, Toledo? So just a pipsqueak MAC team. But I think they're going to get things right against good competition this week against Wisconsin. The Badgers have the same offense that they've had since the mid-90s. And Graham Mertz is just one of the most overhyped recruits that I've seen at the quarterback position in a really long time. And the only FBS competition they've played so far, Washington State beat them at their own crib. Graham Mertz threw for 227 yards, only completed 58% of his passes. So I am fully anticipating OSU covering this game.
Scotty, how do you see it?
Yeah, I've got a pretty similar thinking to Vaughn there. I mean, I think that Ohio State's defense hasn't figured out the issues that they had last year. I watched the beginning of that Toledo game, and their secondary is getting burned a little bit by Toledo in the first half there. But I mean, this is a great team, a Graham Mertz led offense to get the secondary work, and I don't think that they're going to really be able to do much, and Ohio State can score a lot of points, so I think that they're going to cover this one pretty easily.
Yeah, Wisconsin might be a below MAC level passing offense. You know, they've got Braylon Allen, they got some guys, they can move some bodies up front and run the football, but they're going to have to be able to throw it to keep this within the number, and I just don't think that they can do it. Give me Ohio State minus 19. Feels almost 4 points too low, to be quite honest with you, so I'm rolling with the Buckeyes heavy here. Finally, we go to the Big House at noon. 3-0 Maryland visiting 3-0 number 4 Michigan, and the Wolverines 17-point favorite. Scotty.
Yeah, man, Michigan since the start of the 2021 season has the best record against the spread in all of college football at 13-4, and I'm picking them this week against Maryland. Been talking about this game all week. Obviously, it's Michigan's first Big Ten game. And I've said this a lot on Brewcast. I think that Maryland's going to be able to throw the ball a little bit. Might get some good offense going early in the game, but I think JJ's gonna, you know, finally be able to go more than 2.5 quarters. He'll be in the game for longer. I think the offense is gonna really have its way with Maryland's defense. They can't really stop much. And at the end of the day, the defense is just too good. I think Michigan's gonna win this one real easy.
Vaughn, how do you see it?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Michigan too. Under Jim Harbaugh, Michigan has never lost to Maryland and has won by 21 points or more in every single game. That includes that 2017 season where it was just the most sad Michigan football year that I've seen since the Rich Rod years, or perhaps the Hoke final season there. So Michigan has always covered the spread against Maryland under Jim Harbaugh as well. This game's at home. Michigan's going to open up the playbook a bit more this week. JJ's going to sling the rock. Hopefully we see Donovan Edwards back too. He had a very, very good week against Maryland last year. And I threw money on this when it was at 16.5 on DraftKings. And I did not hesitate putting money on that game at all. So I'm going to go with Michigan in this one for sure.
I'm going to take the points here this week. I'm going to roll with the Terps at a plus 17. I think this is the first time the Michigan defense is going to be tested. The lack of pass rush in the last two games really concerns me because Maryland's got legit guys, particularly on the outside. I think Talia's a very good quarterback. He's very accurate, and he's mobile. We saw UConn and their quarterback get out of the pocket a couple of times in that game, and this is going to be a major step up from that. I think Maryland's going to be able to move the ball. I think they're right in line for a backdoor score cover here this week. And you got to remember, last year's game against Maryland, yeah, it was a blowout, but they had a bunch of injuries in the receiving corps and a bunch of injuries in the secondary that kind of tilted that one heavily in Michigan's favor. I like Maryland to cover the 17 here this week. And no eliminator this week. Scotty is our eliminator champ, unfortunately. But that's what happens when you put your faith in Pat Fitzgerald. Before we go, Vaughn, where can we find you on social media, bud?
You can find me wanting to do bad things to myself after Pat Fitzgerald last week. But you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. I'm going to be at the game this weekend with my dad. So looking forward to finally getting back to Ann Arbor this Saturday. It's going to be a great time. But follow me at Vaughn_Lozon.
Scotty, where can we find you, buddy?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. All of the football articles and all the podcasts are posted there, so give me a follow there.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Follow the Mesa Brew Twitter page as well. Subscribe, rate, and leave a review for all of our podcasts. Got a lot of great shows, and I don't want you missing any of them. And don't forget, Scotty and I, every Monday night going live here through football season. We want you to come in, join the conversation, get in the chat. That's going to be on the Mesa Brew YouTube page. So make sure to subscribe there and be on the lookout for that. So for my partners, Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on the Pick'em Pod.